let's talk a little bit about bevacizumab, and particularly to try to get your take of how this applies clinically. Maybe we can go back to this patient that you mentioned who you were thinking about, your first-line TKI trial. Can you talk about her presentation and what therapy you gave her?
This was a woman who presented with a metastatic non-small cell lung cancer, a woman who was in her late 40s, early 50s, and she's about 51 years old, and presented with disease in the lung, the liver, and the bones. And she had a lymph node that was very easy to remove. Diagnosis was made that way. And then she's a non-smoking woman, had never smoked any significant amount of tobacco in her life. And my first instinct was to say, well, she'd be a perfect person to sequence and look for a mutation in. However, I became persuaded by the amount of pain she was having from her bone disease. And we, of course, obtained plain films to look at her hips and her femurs to make sure there was no lesion that would be threatening in terms of a pathologic fracture. And indeed, there was not anything in any weight-bearing areas. Yet I felt uncomfortable waiting 3 to 4 weeks to be able to start therapy on her. And yet I didn't feel that there was anything that needed just radiation. I thought in her setting, considering also that she had liver disease, that systemic therapy probably was the right thing to do immediately rather than starting with radiation. So I chose to treat her with carboplatin, paclitaxel, and Avastin. She did not have any contraindications to Avastin. I take very, very seriously the 45-99 eligibility criteria. I think while we know Avastin is a good drug, while we know it prolongs survival, we know that it prolongs survival in a very clearly defined population. And those are patients who are good performance status, PS 0 or 1, patients who are not on anticoagulation, therapeutic anticoagulation, patients who do not have any evidence of brain metastasis. Those are patients who do not have any evidence at all of hemoptysis in that setting. And this patient fortunately met those criteria and was able to proceed and be treated with those three drugs.
I assume she had an adenocarcinoma?
Yes, she had an adenocarcinoma.